obviously, Jonathan Cuck from Champaign there would be very exciting to see him do well again as he did in the Vancouver Games. He'll be competing in the 1,500, the 5,000 meters, and as well as the team pursuit, which I think our guys in the team pursuit really have a great shot of winning a medal there. One thing that could happen that hasn't happened, I believe, since 1968, and I keep meaning to look it up and I keep forgetting about it, but Heather Richardson and Brittany Bowe, both from U.S. speed skating, in the 1,000 and the 1,500, both have a shot at being on the medal stand. And I don't think two American females have been on the medal stand since 1968. So that would be really cool. So I'm definitely pulling for them and wishing them really good luck.
Now, your record in terms of most medals won in Winter Games stood for a long time, and then Anton Apollo Ono broke that in 2010. Does anybody have a chance at passing that record in Sochi?
Boy, I don't know. Shawnee Davis could maybe tie with maybe some medals. I think he's got four already, so he could, you know, he's in three events. I guess he could overtake me and go to seven medals. Now, anybody else in some of the other sports, it's hard to pick, but, you know, the ones that really have sometimes more of a shot are the short trackers, just because they have an opportunity to be in a few more events and a relay. And now that's kind of come about a little bit more with long track adding the team pursuit in there.
You know, these games are interesting, too. Politics is playing a slightly bigger role around these games, at least, than in recent years, you know, with Russia's recently implemented anti-gay laws. The U.S. delegation that you're a part of includes a number of former athletes who are openly gay and have been for a long time. Are you seeing this? Are you making a statement as part of this delegation?
Yeah, no, I'm not. You know, I really wasn't aware of all the political stuff behind the scenes until I saw the delegations and the people that were announced to represent the president.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, you know, for sure not, or at least to my knowledge, not why I was picked or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, winter sports has usually been pretty good where a lot of the politics and stuff have kind of stayed out of it. But this time it seems like it's kind of drawn some things up. And, you know, I think for the most part, you know, I hope people realize that what's about to happen over the next couple of weeks is all about athleticism and athletes trying to go and do their best and represent their country and trying to keep peace around the world. So I'll keep my fingers crossed that that's what happens.
You know, we've also heard a good deal about terrorist threats to these games. I mean, does that worry you at all?
You know, unfortunately, this day and age of our world around us, you know, you never know what's going to happen, like, down the street. And, you know, anytime, like, something comes over the TV, like breaking news or whatever, and you're like, oh, no, now what's happened? And, you know, I think, as with anything, I kind of go into wherever I'm going with my eyes open and making sure I'm aware of my surroundings, and I'll do the same when I'm over there. From everything I've heard, they've, you know, almost got an endless amount of security and money that they have spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think that they want anything to happen over there. I think they're going to be proud to put these Olympics on and want to see things go without a hitch. So I think they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that that happens.
Yeah. You've been to, I mean, any number of Olympic Games now as an athlete, as the ambassadorial kind of role. Has your planning changed or any of the instructions that you've been given for these games been different because of these threats?
No, not really. Okay. It's going to be warmer over there than your typical winter.
Oh, that's
so I won't have to take a big coat. I think that's probably like the one of the things. But you know, no, I think, you know, just with anything, when you go to something that is that large, just need to, you know, go in it with your eyes wide open and making sure, you know, you kind of got one eye going forward and one eye going back.